Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, everyone. God bless you.
Yeah.
We are working with two different steps here right now, so bear with me.
Amen.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the breath, still God. Still going how far. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the breath, still God. Still going how far. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise is too strange. Try to tell you where my mood at. Mountains, it go moving. Holy pistol, I'm a super. Dang, dang, demons, lay back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a webcam. Chase Dave, know they hate me. Great day when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look at me. It's out, it's out, it's out. Head smoking like a top. Not do what I'm a cop. I guess you gotta learn the hard way.
When it comes to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh. In my prayer stands bouncing. We coming through screaming, holla. Hallelujah, and we about to bring it to you. Already rich without chasing moolah. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers, speak the truth. They never need a damn proof. The word is God saying, mama. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point finger with the rock. Torting in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, broken verse, go. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ, but we hold the mic. Homie, get it right, we the church folk.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the breath, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the breath, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.
I don't care about the hands. I'm trying to make it into hell. I'm trying to save all my graduates. Get a Bible, that's my way. Yeah, I'm strong, yeah, I'm strong. Get in the Lord. No, I'm never flat. Y'all want the green like CeeLo. Till your soul get repo. The spirit fix Home Depot. I'm with the hardest trio. Castor, gotta be the chemo. Yeah, write it in Creole. Yeah, gotta be my hero. Scriptures to follow the cheat code.
Don't forget, you only got the cheat code. Jesus gave me like the same people. Spirit give us all the speed. I ain't seen type of Christian speed. Hit me up in the streets for real, though. Telling brothers what they still might kill for. This is working so, this is hopeless, though. That's what they think the lean and popping pills for. Trying to lead us to the Savior. To repent from evil type behavior. And it's a favor from the Creator. We will teach you all to keep you in prayer. We are more than just a rap guy. We are saved, sanctified, and baptized. My goal is only to impact lives. Hope the sound guides you like a backline.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the breath, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the breath, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 And they wonder how we do that.
Amen, amen, amen. We give God praise for tonight. We thank God for each of us that are here tonight. I thank God that each of you are safe. Amen. There goes Papa. I was looking for you. Amen. Now let's see how I do this here. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Let's see. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Why is this not giving me the option to invite you in? Okay, just one second, Papa. I'm trying to figure this out. It is not. given me the option. No, that's for a comment. Okay, one second. Thank you guys for being patient with the technical issues. Technical, they say if anything's going to go wrong, it's going to be your technology, right? So we're going to just trust God in this thing. I don't know if it's because I have my pen out. Let's see. Okay. Okay, just one second, everyone. I'm trying to figure out how to get Prophet on. He's here. It's just not giving me the option. I know, Papa. I'm trying. Oh, Lord. Okay. Okay, everyone, I'm so sorry. I'm going to stop the broadcast and restart the broadcast just so I can get Prophet on, because we are the devil always battles me and Prophet when we try to tag team. Amen. Oh. Has it been? See, I haven't used it in a while, Papa. Okay, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try to end the broadcast and restart the broadcast. So everyone, please come back. We have a word from the Lord. I know God has something in store, and so we understand that the enemy is not going to do anything but try to battle us. So we're going to stop this. Also, again, you can call in at Blog Talk Radio. The phone number is 563-999-3062. And you know what, Papa, if we can't get you on here, if you call into that number, I can stream you through so everybody on Facebook can hear you. So we can also do it that way. Okay, so we're going to stop this, and we're going to try one more time. Okay. That's crazy. Amen. Thank you for those of you who are on Blog Talk. Thank you for being patient. We're having some technical issues, so I'm going to ask that everyone just be as patient as possible. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We give God praise. We thank Him for all that He's doing. All that he's doing. Okay. So we are going to Okay, live video. Tag. Okay. Okay. So, again, I don't see the option. So, okay, praise God. We are back. But again, I do not see an option for a dual live. So we are going to just transition to Blog Talk. I feel that this would probably be the best thing we can do right now. For those of you who are on Blog Talk, thank you so much for your patience and your love. But this thing is not working. I am, as many of you know, I'm not a big fan of doing lives anyway. I love the Lord, but I'd rather Him get the glory than my big face in a camera. But also, there is something going on to where it's not allowing two people to be on at one time. And so that being said, I'm going to ask everyone, I'm going to post the link. I'm going to ask everyone to transition to Blog Talk. Blog Talk, you can log in online. You can call in on your phone. Amen. You can do all of those things. So I'm just going to have everybody plug in to Blog Talk Radio. So again, the phone number is 563-999-3062. The link is posted on my page. I'm going to repost it here in just a moment. Just one second. Okay. So the phone number again is 563-999-3026, and we are going to go forth using the Blog Talk. God bless you, sis. Okay, so I was just explaining to everyone, glory be to God, that for some reason Facebook is, thank you, sis, Facebook is not allowing us to do dual Facebook. Usually you're able to invite someone in and do a Facebook live with another person. But I have not done this in so long. I was not aware that there has been issues. And Prophet just told me that there have been issues in that arena. So I'm trying to coordinate with Prophet right now to try to get him called into Blog Talk. Now, what is very interesting about that, though, is that we can keep the Facebook Live going, which is awesome, but we can funnel him through the Blog Talk, and that way you can hear the word. You just won't be able to see his face. You know, this happens, I kid you not, every single time me and Prophet go to minister together. Hey, Papa, I'm telling everyone about our battles of trying to minister together. And, you know, let me tell you something. The Lord spoke to me today as I was sitting at my desk, and I'm all excited about tonight and what God is going to do. And actually, the Lord has led me to do a show every night this week, which is normally not my thing, right? And so he's led me to do this. And so I have a different prophetic voice for each night. So I want everyone to understand what's happening right now. We are in a time of transition. We're in a time where we need to hear the Lord's voice like never before. And we're also in a time that we have to make sure that we're guarding our ear gates and our eye gates from everything that may be detrimental to what God is doing in our lives. I began to call in some favors. And I called in some people who have a voice that I trust. We had Prophet Sue on about a week ago, who dynamic word of reset, recalibration, allowing God to restructure us, and that we were in an opportune time. Amen. And my husband and I went forth the week before then. And then this week, we literally have it loaded. So tonight is Prophet John Marie from Glorious Church International in Lakeland, Florida. Tomorrow night is Pastor Candace Worthy from here in Buffalo, New York, from He is Worthy Ministries. Friday night is Prophetess Wanda Core from Wanda Core Ministries. Amen. Saturday, we are taking a break. We're going to take a break, and we're going to allow God to saturate that word within us. We're going to Shabbat, amen, and then we're going to come back Sunday night, and Pastor Anita Williams is going to be with us Sunday evening. Okay, so that being said, you're saying, well, Prophets, what are you doing? I am attempting to allow the Lord full access, not just to my life, but to the lives that Prophetic Women Ministries touches. The Lord has reactivated us for this ministry in this season. And many of you know, for 13, 14 years straight. We were in media ministry before it was cool, before everybody was everybody doing it. As a matter of fact, I remember getting preached against. But that being said, we are doing what God has called us to do. And I'm sorry, I'm trying to answer a text at the same time. There is a word in due season that is being released. Many of the words that you heard Prophetic Wind Ministries release in prior seasons are coming to pass now. I am in awe of God because, you know, sometimes you prophesy things and they're, you know, it's 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 years before you actually see a manifestation. And so we're blessed to be in the land of the living and see the manifestation of the Lord all at the same time. Amen. And Prophet Lopez, can you go over to Blog Talk and just tell me how the sound is, please? And so, you know, it is something that God is doing that only those who have surrendered to the sound can hear. And in the book of Revelations, it talks about the remnant knowing a song, and only the remnant knew the song. Amen. And so for those of us who are feeling the unction of the Spirit to surrender, to allow him to sift us, to get back into a place of intimacy, to shed away the distractions. It is those who God is wooing to himself in this season. I expressed, my husband and I expressed when we were here together, that there is a dynamic that is happening of humility to the people of God. We are in a place where we are stripped bare before the Lord. Everything we thought we knew about church and Christianity has been turned upside down. And now we realize that it wasn't the meetings, it wasn't the big four walls, it wasn't the great smokes and lights and professionally trained musicians. That wasn't it. But it is truly that relationship that comes out of the want of the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I'm sensing that burden of the want of the Lord, the pouring out of the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Can I ask who's on the line? Thank you, Lord. Amen. I just want to make sure that was not Prophet. And so, okay, awesome. Thank you. So we are embarking to express a new thing in God. We are asking the Lord to release fresh oil and fresh anointing upon our lives and upon our families. I don't know about you, but the things that are important have begun to burden my heart. My children knowing God. My family being blessed. Ministering to those who are around me on an everyday basis. There is a humbling that has come in the midst of the storm. And we are blessed, part of what God is doing in this season. Hallelujah. And so we give God praise and glory. Hey, Stacy, it's so good to see you. And I thank God for everyone. You know, do we know how blessed we are to be safe and to be well and to be healthy in this season? How many people are out there right now broken and hurting, who in one day was jobless and had no idea of what was going to happen next. We are in a season where trusting in God is our only hope. my God, is our only hope. Amen. And so we are releasing the hope of the Lord. We are releasing the burden of the Lord on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to pray, and then we are going to go into the word a little bit, and hopefully by then we will be able to get our guest on. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that, Lord, you have erased ego. You have erased haughtiness. You have erased pride. And you have delivered us into the hands of humility. We thank you, Lord, that where we are weak, you make us strong. Where we have found ourselves in a place that cannot that we can't even describe at this point. We know that you're not only in it, you're in control of it. So, Lord, we just ask tonight that you will deliver your people, that you will cause your people, Lord God, to release what they thought of you and allow you to rebuild foundation, rebuild a life of prayer, of magnifying you, Lord God. Lord, to remember that we are in this and we will win this in you and by your name. I thank you, Lord, that you are resting and abiding in all truth with us. And I thank you that your plans and your purposes, Lord God, we may not know everything, but we know that your plans and your purposes are perfect. Lord, you have a way of getting our attention. And Lord, we surrender to the clarion call. We surrender, Lord God, to the hope of glory. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that this is not the season of the look at me. But Lord, you are getting ready to bring servants out of obscurity, that no one knows their name. No one is calling them to be on the plane ride to the next conference, but they are anointed, they are appointed, they have been processed, they have waited on the Lord, and this is going to be a season where you are going to use what the world would call a nobody because they're somebody to you. Father, I thank you, Lord, that your word declares that we can cast our cares on you because you care for us. That your word declares that there is nothing like you in all the earth. That your word declares that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That your word declares that the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. That you lead us and you guide us in all righteousness for your name's sake. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we are hidden in the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you, Lord, that it's not about who we know, but whose we are. And so tonight, Lord God, we ask that you will release in greater measure your love, your glory, your power. Thank you for being our burden bearer. Thank you for being our burden bearer. You said that your yoke is easy, your burden is light. Thank you for being our burden bearer. and we rest in you. We glorify you. We magnify you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Because you are the greatest of the great. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So tonight, you know, the plans of man are exactly that, the plans of man. And I am not sure where my guest speaker is tonight. So, it is what it is. Amen. So, we're going to just do this. So, this is how I operate. Pastor Candace, can you call in, please? Prophetess Lopez, I'm going to have you call in as well. Mother Doris, are you already on the line? The Prophetic Wind Ministries, we roll deep. And we are here for the people. Amen. And so we're going to do what we do best. And we're about to pray some people through. We're about to encourage some people. We're about to let God use us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. The phone number is 563-999-3062. If somebody could post that for the team, we are going to let this thing roll. I'm going to see who's already on the line, and we're going to see who's here tonight. Amen. Phone number ending in 1012. How are you this evening? Okay, amen. Still not getting any sound from that person. Okay. Okay, phone number ending in 9842. How are you this evening?
I'm great.
Amen, amen. How is everything going in your neck of the woods?
Pretty good.
Pretty good, amen, amen. I'm not sure who I'm speaking to, but is there anything we could be praying for you about?
Yes. I've been just a little under the weather, not really sure what's going on, not really claiming a whole lot, but just direction, which way to go. Just concerned about this, you know, everything that is going on.
Understood. Understood. Okay, we will definitely keep you in prayer about that. I will come back to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Amen. Phone number ending is 7801. God bless you. Okay. Phone number ending is 7444.
All is well.
Amen, amen, amen. Is there anything you'll need prayer for this evening?
Not at this time, no.
Okay, amen. Okay, we will be back to you. God bless you. Okay, so for the team that's coming on, amen, thank you for being ready and steady. Amen. Sister Kristen, you're welcome to call in as well. And we are just going to let God do what he does. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And so I'm going to go to the scripture that God gave me this evening. And I thank God for his beauty and his grace. So we're going to go into just 1 second. Okay, so I'm going to read from, amen. Prophet, I see you're on. I was trying to get you to call in because I cannot, it will not allow me to invite you on. It's, I don't know what's going on with this thing. Thank you, Lord. We give God praise. As the team comes on to Blog Talk, can you do me a favor and just type into Facebook and let me know you're on, because I don't know all of the phone numbers by heart. Amen. Amen. So I see Prophet kind of popping in and popping out, so I don't know. On the call. Okay, I think I know what number that is. Amen. Mother Doris?
Praise the Lord. How are you doing, Prophetess?
Okay, amen. I got some backup. Where's the rest of my backup? Amen. Okay, praise God. So this is what the Lord spoke to me, and this is why I named this broadcast the Sound of Surrender. And it's from Psalms 96, verse 7. And it says, surrender to the Lord Yahweh, all you nations and peoples, surrender to him all your pride and your strength. And, you know, we proclaim 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, you know, my people who are called by my name, if they humble themselves and pray. But the Lord began to speak to me, and he said that he is humbling us as a people and a nation. You know, we have one of the greatest nations in the world. I believe that the United States is one of the greatest nations in the world. That being said, we have had a lot of blessings. And a lot of times when you're super blessed, you just don't trust in the Lord the way someone who has no choice but to trust in the Lord does. And so the nation of America has become fat. Can I say it that way? We're fat with blessings. We're fat with stuff. You know, we're in a nation that it's seemingly enough is never enough. Amen. And so the Lord is saying, I want my people to get back to the place where I am enough. I am. The great I am is enough. Amen. And so we are going to be praying tonight, but we are going to be surrendering to the Lord on tonight. And I don't know where each and every one of you are in your relationship with the Lord, but I do have an understanding that there cannot be enough surrender. There is always degrees of surrender in our lives. There is always a degree of needing more of God in different circumstances of our life, in different seasons of our life, in different times in the day. When we start talking at a macro level, God bless you, Prophet. I text you the phone number to Blog Talk because it's not allowing me to invite you onto Facebook. Amen. And so, amen. So we are going to do something that we have not done in a very long time. And I actually made some phone calls. And I thank God for my friends and my family who have come alongside. Mother Doris was part of our original team and a mother in this ministry, and has signed on for this season as well. And I am so grateful to her. We also have Prophet Lopez, who has is such a blessing, has been doing some administration in the background for the ministry, and has just simply said yes, amen. Pastor Natasha James, who has always been there, that's my sister. You know, and I also have called out a general in the spirit, Pastor Candace Worthy, who is a prolific teacher and intercessor, amen. And there's going to be others that we're going to be beginning to bring in to begin to teach and to begin to train and to begin to give impartation to the people of God. And I need the people of God to understand something. If I could say anything that is super serious right now, it is the fact that the enemy is going to try to flood the airwaves with counterfeit junk. It's kind of like if you go into a starving country and everybody's eating bonbons. Well, bonbons are great, but they're not. There's no nutritional value in it. You can get fat off of it and still be malnutritioned. And so the Lord is saying that in this season, we have to be careful that we're not eating fillers, but we're eating the bread of life that fills us. I'm going to say that again, that we're not eating fillers because we don't have our normal. Our normal has been disrupted. So we don't want to eat fillers. We want the bread of life that fills us. Amen. And let me make it clear. A sign and a wonder is great. I am a sign and a wonder girl. I'm Pentecostal to my heart. But after the sign and the wonder, how do you live right? How do I take the sign and the wonder with me daily? Because truth be told, you standing here is a sign and a wonder. Truth be told, you being alive when the devil tried to kill you is a miracle. See, sometimes we have to be careful, very much so, that the enemy is not filling us with fillers. The word tells us that Satan himself masquerades. Masquerades as the angel of light. So we have to be very careful that we're not consumed by the fillers, by the things that are the fads and I call it the catchphrases. You know, for a long time, everyone basically was quoting, get ready, get ready, get ready. And hey, I love the term, but at some point you have to be ready. And at some point there has to be a new season so that you are not just getting ready, you are ready, and now you're prepared to walk out and to own that season. Thank you, Jesus. So this is why I have an understanding that this is a season. This isn't the season to get ready. This is the season to be ready. This is the season that, you know what, you have been processed, you have been prepared, you have allowed God to do mighty works. Now it is the time to allow him to strip you bare and allow him his great work and allow that potter to begin to mold you and to begin to form you. The word says that the potter will put a pot together, destroy it, and put it together again. Now I'm paraphrasing, but that's in Jeremiah chapter 18, just so you know. I have an understanding. You know, I was reading up on pottery one day. You know, I'm one of those people that just read random stuff. And I had no clue that for you to make pottery, you have to use an old pot, an old broken pot, or old pieces of clay, grind up those old pieces of clay, and use them in the new clay so that the new clay is stronger than the old clay was. So we have an understanding that the Lord is breaking some things apart. He is grinding some things up. He is going to make us stronger than we were in prior seasons. And this is why I have an understanding that even though things look crazy, my God has a plan in this too. And this is when we have to learn how to trust him in season, out of season. We have to know that trusting him is something that is not optional. I think sometimes when we are in the season of blessing, we think that trusting God surrendering to God, being led by the Spirit of the Lord, it becomes optional because now we're relying on our talents. We're relying on our wisdom. We're relying on our knowledge. We're relying on what we think is understanding. But those things are futile. They fade away. Remember Solomon said it's all vanity. Because the only thing that lasts is what the Lord brings to pass. The only thing that lasts is what God gives us and what he has deemed as fruitful for that season. So in every season, do we not have to allow the Lord to allow the seed to fall to the ground and die so that it can bear fruit? So for many of us, we are in a season where the seed fell to the ground. We didn't have an understanding of why things weren't panning out and things just died off. But then the watering of the Spirit begins to reproduce that seed. That seed begins to form into something else entirely. And now you have a little shoot coming up out the ground, and then you have a tree, and then you have fruit, and that came from that seed that originally you were holding on to, not wanting to allow that thing to die. And so we are in a transformational season, a season of transformation, and the seed of the Lord that the Lord handed us in the first is not going to look like it did when we first were handed that seed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And so we surrender. We thank God for his manifestation of his glory. I am getting ready to transition because I don't believe in tarrying the time. And I also believe in just doing things in order and decency. So we are going to, just one moment. Just a second. I got all kind of, okay, just a second here. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Yes, that prophet. I've been trying, trying to call.
Praise God. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what we're going to do.
Yes, yes, I tried. I was, yes. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Okay, one second. I'm going to try to get your sound up. Just give me just one second here.
Okay. Okay, right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Okay, prophet. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So we're speaking about the season of the Lord and the season of transition. So I'm going to just let you speak what's on your heart.
Okay. Okay. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that God is doing something. I mean, in the middle of this crisis right now, people are asking questions, what's going on? But this is the book of Revelation that we see right now with our eyes. And we are in the end time. Judgment is coming. We see judgment right now. That means it's also a message, a prophetic voice that maybe God is using this pandemic as a prophetic voice. above even the human prophetic voice. God is using circumstances to speak to us and to call out to repentance, and we need to come back to the Lord. We heard the word of God in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13, saying, if I shut down the heaven, if I release the locusts, you know pretty much the scripture, if I send the pestilence on the land, and on verse 14, this famous verse, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, if my people, there is a condition, there is something that needs to be done. You see, if my people, which are called by my name, humble himself, and you know the scripture, you know the rest, but what I feel in the spirit is that God say, I'm ready to do something. I'm about to do something great, something powerful. I can act. I can do something in 1 second, in 1 day. I can stop this pandemic. In 1 day, I can heal the land. In 1 day, I can heal the economy. In 1 day, I can bring down, I can send down the rain of revival of the glory of God. If my people, that means God is waiting for us to come back, to turn away from our wicked way and to repent. If my people, I can heal your family, if my people, I can deliver your life, if my people, I can bring down heaven on earth, if my people, this is the condition. Why? Because most of the time, when God is about to do something great and powerful, God wants to collaborate with men. God does nothing without our prayer. Right now, a lot of people, they try to do church or religion, but God is seeking for somebody right now ready to come back to him. If my people, God is looking for someone who can come back and obey this 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, there's a condition for this pandemic to stop. If my people, there's a condition for the economy to change. God can change even the judgment. If my people, which are called by my name, humble himself, seek my face, and turn away from his wicked way. If my people, this is a call for revival. This is a call for repentance. Right now, we see that everybody is afraid of dying. Everybody is afraid because of the bad news. And right now, everybody, I know that you are locked down, but at the same time, you now think about God, think about prayer, and everybody is doing social media thing, prayer. That's good. But God is speaking to your spirit. God wants you to come back to your first love. If my people, the condition is, if the church, the real church, the true church, come back into prayer and put on the side every unnecessary thing, and if we come back together for real prayer, for prayer of repentance, we need to repent for our sin, for the sin of our nation, for the sin of our country. Remember Daniel, when he was exiled into Babylon, Daniel prayed. He had the book, the prophecy of Jeremiah. And he prayed for 21 days. And he prayed not for him, but he repented for the sin of his father, for the sin of Israel. And God, because of the prayer of repentance, God released the archangel Michael, the angel of Israel. If my people, if we come back into prayer and repentance, God will release an angel and the mightiest angel to stop everything that we are seeing right now. Our God is a miracle worker God. Right now we see that the world is going crazy, and we are almost reaching 1 million cases around the world. And you, the you, Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know if you hear me, but I'm back right now. Hallelujah, man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God.